Hello and welcome. This is the fourth installment in this series called Demystifying Android. And this one is called Demystifying Talkback and Accessibility Settings. The reason for this particular demystifying installment is that it seems to me that many people either lack the inquisitiveness or patience to go through those settings, or suffer from the fact that, especially the talkback settings, they can be a little bit higgledy-piggledy. That is, they're not in very consistent order, and their names can sometimes be a little cryptic as well. And so some people experience certain problems and they do not know where to go to solve them. So I thought it would be a good idea to go through those settings and explain a little bit what they do. Firstly, we're going to start with accessibility settings, I think, because they're more general, broader. So we're going to go there. Starting from TalkBack 3.4, TalkBack very kindly puts a shortcut in the notification area to go straight to accessibility settings. That's rather practical, so we'll do that just now. I'm going to swipe right and down to open the notification area, and then I'm going to locate the TalkBack shortcut to go to accessibility settings and double tap it. Let's do that now.
Shade opened. Skype, 9, seek control. Battery status 60, TalkBack is activated. Tab to go to accessibility settings.
Okay, we're going to do that now.
Accessibility.
What do we have in accessibility? Mind, that will vary depending on your version of Android and even your device. For instance, I have a Samsung Galaxy S3, so certain settings are added there. Let's start from the top.
Accessibility. Sys auto rotate screen. Checkbox. Not checked.
Incidentally,
double tap to select.
Many of these settings are really pooled in accessibility, but can also be found in other subsections, like auto-rotate can be found under display. Further down the list, we'll find text-to-speech, which can be found in under language and input. But they have been pulled there. It's a little bit redundant, but for convenience sake, they can be found and accessed from there. So auto-rotate screen, that means your screen will, depending on the orientation of your phone, move from portrait to landscape. I have this disabled because I often tend to operate my phone lying flat, and it can derive a strange idea of what orientation my phone is in, and I can be caught off guard. I very rarely find myself wanting to use my phone in landscape mode. At any rate, I find it much more convenient to use it in portrait mode. And the only time where I ever have to activate auto-rotate is when my kids want to watch a video on the phone and they need to be distracted. Or perhaps sometimes when I want to use a camera. But even the camera is automatically in landscape mode, I think. So auto-rotate, to keep it short, is really mostly off on my phone. And if ever you find that annoying, you tend to get lost on the phone. Because obviously we don't need to look at the screen, so we can sometimes hold the phone at a slightly off angle that is not designed. The phone is not designed to be held that way, and it interprets it as being in landscape mode. So if that happens to you, I highly recommend disabling the auto-rotate feature. Now, what's next?
Screen timeout after 1 minute of inactivity.
Screen timeout. So how long is the screen going to stay on? This is obviously important because the screen is one of the major factor in battery drain, so we want it to time out fairly rapidly, but sometimes it can also be annoying if one is doing something and the screen times out. I prefer to have a very short timeout, but I have a little application called Screen Timeout Toggle which, by the way, I'm using right now for this demonstration, so the screen doesn't time out on me, it just stays on forever. And then when I'm done, I just re-enable screen timeout and goes back to 1 minute. That works well for me. So when, for instance, I'm reading long web pages, I will enable screen timeout, disable screen timeout, enable the toggle. And that's the way I found around it. Next.
Speak passwords. When store by touch is enabled, characters entered in password fields are read out by the device. Checkbox. Checked.
That's also a very important feature. You will find that very useful. Otherwise, it's not only can you not type in the password, but even the keys on the keyboard will not speak properly. So I honestly do not know why any low vision or blind user would actually want to disable this. It is there, and if ever you should have problems if entering passwords, perhaps you should ensure that it's properly checked.
Answering/ending calls. Manage call answering/ending settings.
Now that is a Samsung specific feature. In that submenu, there are two checkboxes to allow answering using the physical home button and hang up using the physical power button. And those are very useful, especially in the beginning when one is not really used to handling the touch screen very rapidly or in very stressful situation. I've found it's very useful. Gradually now I'm finding that, for instance, because it's not perfect, it's a bit of a workaround. It doesn't always work as advertised, especially the power to end calls. Now I'm finding that it's easier to just tap and call on the screen. I'm gradually thinking of even disabling power button to end calls. But it remains that home to answer a call is extremely practical. If you do have a Samsung phone, especially if you're starting out, I highly recommend you visit this submenu and enable them. That'll make your life a lot easier and less stressful.
Accessibility shortcut. Press and hold the power key to use the accessibility shortcut under device options. Checkbox. Checked. Services. Talkback.
That is also very practical. This puts a shortcut to the accessibility menu on the device options menu that appears when you hold down the power button. And if you happen to be running Jelly Bean 4.2, this also allows you to re-enable TalkBack and accessibility from the device option menu. So you just hold down the power button, put two fingers on the screen, and it will re-enable accessibility for you. But you do need to have this enabled in the first place under accessibility, and you do need to be running Jelly Bean 4.2.
Answering/accessibility short talkback services.
So we have the services, accessibility services, and the first one obviously is
TalkBack on.
Which TalkBack
double
is
tap
on.
To select.
It would be very difficult for me to produce this demo if TalkBack was not on. And obviously there's a switch there to enable it. Do not disable it by mistake. You will not like yourself. In fact, they make it rather too easy. And if you double tap TalkBack there, it will take you to the TalkBack settings, to a screen explaining what TalkBack is, and then the TalkBack settings.
Answering/ending calls. Manage call task JB.
Okay, so I have a couple other services which use the accessibility stack here, including Tasker, which is an automation application, a wonderful automation application, and Who's Calling, which uses accessibility to find out who's calling you and who sent you an SMS and so forth. Those services will vary depending on what applications you have installed on your phone. For instance, if you have the Spiel screen reader, Spiel will show up there. If you do have the Braille TTY standalone binary, Braille TTY will show up there. Those are services, so this will vary depending on what you have installed on your phone.
Vision. Tasker JB. Font size.
Vision.
Normal.
Font size.
Double
normal.
Tap to select.
You can have a larger font.
Negative colors. Reverses the colors of screen. Checkbox. Not checked.
The reverse video.
Negative colors.
Obviously, if you have some site, you will possibly want to play with these. I am not a very good advisor in this realm, because I have no sight at all, so reverse video is a very academic concept for me.
Enhance web accessibility, text to speech, and negative colors.
No, it's a little, yeah, we have the services, and then we have the vision, and then underneath there it's a little buried. There's a shortcut to text to speech.
Text to speech output.
Which you will want to visit to adjust the rate, the speech rate for your synth, or perhaps change synth. I'm making this demo using Google TTS for everybody's convenience. What I do use on a regular basis, though, is eSpeak, because it's lighter weight, much faster. And although it sounds a little robotic, I find it much more pleasant to use in everyday under everyday conditions. Next,
enhance web accessibility
is extremely important.
Double tap to select.
If you want to use web views, which you may not want to, but you have no choice doing in many cases under many applications. And if you do want to use the Chrome browser, which for some things works rather well, you have to enable enhanced web accessibility, which is a euphemism for web script, which essentially means that it makes those web areas self-voicing using a piece of JavaScript, which doesn't always work perfectly, but does make it accessible. So you will want to scroll down that list and find that and enable it. Absolutely. It's very important. And it's a bit of a shame that it's so well hidden and disabled by default, because if people do not know about it, they will think that the web areas simply do not work.
Sound balance, hearing.
Okay, we have hearing here.
Sound balance.
Sound
control
balance.
Control the sound balance of the media player for when you are used. Mono audio. Sound balance.
Mono audio.
Switch off. Turn off all sounds.
And
turn off all sounds including receiver voice. Checkbox. Not checked.
That is, I'm scrolling down here, because if you do enable this by mistake, you will be in serious trouble. So be very careful not to double tap that one.
Shift mobility. Turn off all sound. Tap and hold delay. Short.
Tap and hold delay. I don't know if it makes any difference if you have Explore by Touch enabled. So that is the accessibility menu. Next, and even more important, and perhaps esoterical sometimes, is the talkback menu. I could just go on talkback here and double tap it, but for the sake of repetition, we will access it through the global menu. So I will swipe down and right in the angle gesture, and I will slide all
the
way
and explore in a circle
to the top right corner.
Read talkback settings
and lift
talkback settings,
and here we are. Talkback settings. What have we here?
Speech volume. Match media volume.
Speech volume allows you to control the speech volume in relation to the media volume.
Match media volume. Checked.
I have it to match media volume. Unfortunately, you cannot have it louder than media volume. You can just have it lower.
Speech volume. Match media volume. 75% of media volume. 50% of media volume. Cancel button. 25% of media volume. Cancel button.
I'll just tap cancel.
Talkback setting.
I will use this demonstration as a bit of a soapbox and say I really do wish we had a separate volume for talkback and speech. eSpeak, incidentally, has a separate volume, and you can boost the volume over the limit, which can be practical because eSpeak is fairly low output. But anyway, if you do find that you like having your loud media volume and the particular TTS you are using is rather loud, you may want to lower it to 75 or 50% of the media volume.
Speech. Speech volume. Use pitch changes. Speak keyboard feedback in a lower pitched voice. Checkbox. Checked.
This is so
that
you know when a character is being typed. This is practical, but depending on the TTS, does not always work. The TTS has to support pitch changes.
Keyboard echo. Always speak typed keys.
This
double tap to select
allows you to disable the speaking of typed keys, or make it so that it's only spoken for soft keyboard, like on-screen keyboards. I believe this has been implemented because some people were having issues with physical keyboard getting the characters repeated twice. I think that's a bit of a workaround. I'm not entirely sure. I have it to just always speak, and this works fine for me, both using my on-screen keyboard and my Bluetooth keyboard.
Speak notifications when screen is off. Checkbox. Not checked.
You can have...
Double tap to select.
TalkBack speak a notification to you as soon as it arrives, whether it's an email, an SMS, or please plug the phone before it dies. I prefer not to have it spoken to me when the screen is off. I have the ringtones for these things, and I prefer to keep it private, so I have it disabled. But if you do like to have your notifications spoken to you as soon as they arrive, you may want to have this option enabled.
Use proximity sensor. Proximity sensor silences speech. Checkbox. Checked.
Very important that.
Double tap to select.
This allows you to silence speech using the proximity sensor on your phone. This can be a curse as much as a blessing, especially in the beginning, or especially if you tend to move in awkward ways and activate the proximity sensor. The proximity sensor on my phone, and I believe on most phones, is located on the top of the phone. Mine is in the top right corner of the screen. So, for instance, if I get TalkBack chattering here.
Shake to start, continue.
Say it just stopped because I waved in front of it. This is hugely practical, but if you do not know about it, it can be a bit of a puzzle. Why is my phone just suddenly stops speaking in the middle of sentences? If you find that this annoys you, you may want to disable it. But I would not for the world. It's just way too practical. But the option is there nevertheless.
Speak caller ID. Checkbox. Checked.
Well, that's fairly self-explanatory, isn't it? Speak caller ID. When the phone rings, TalkBack attempts to let you know who's calling. That can be problematic sometimes because the ringtone is so loud and the speech sensors drowned. That's why I use a little app like Who's Calling, which can boost the volume. But nevertheless, it's there, and some people may not want the caller ID spoken for privacy reason or for any other reason, so you may want to disable it. I keep it on, even though I'm using something else, because I want to have both my belt and suspenders. I prefer to know who's calling ahead of time, so I'm not so frazzled when I pick up. But there you are. That's just me.
Other feedback. Vibration feedback. Checkbox. Checked.
Vibration feedback. That gives you haptic feedback when you're using your phone, when you're moving from item to item. That is terribly useful. I do know some people disabled it to try and save some battery life. Would be grand if there were a little bit of a finer control over what triggers the haptic feedback or how strong the vibration is. Unfortunately, that is not possible right now. You can only toggle it on and off. Personally, I just would not do without, but you can if you want to.
Showing items 10 to 19 of 20. Sound feedback. Checkbox. Checked.
Sound feedback. Those sounds that you hear.
Sound volume, focus speech audio, focus automatic, vibration
those
feedback.
Sounds that give you a little bit of a clue
checked.
On what's happening here.
Sound feedback, checkbox, checked, not checked.
You can disable them.
Explore by touch, automatically scroll, sound volume,
see, they're
focus
gone.
Speech audio, decrease other vibration, sound feedback, checkbox, not checked.
But personally, I do find them very useful, very informative. And so once again, I would not do without.
Focus speech audio, decrease sound feedback, checkbox, focus speech audio,
focus
decrease
speech
other audio volume while
audio.
Speaking, checkbox, checked.
Now that is...
Double tap to select.
That is the effort that TalkBack developers put in recently on ducking sound behind speech. It does not always work for many reasons, depending on the application, how the application, or whether the application even implements audio ducking. So you'll have apps which do nothing at all, apps to just suspend playback, apps that do what they should and lower it. In my experience, only the Google developed applications actually do that. But and some people, I think, using the Nexus 4 have reported that this affects their ringer in a negative way. So if you're having any kind of ringer problems or even any kind of problem with applications, recently I am no longer able to hit the pause button in the stock Samsung Music player. Luckily I can just flip it to mute it, so it's not such a big issue, but that's due to audio ducking. So if you're having any kind of audio problem at all, that's probably the first place you should visit. Try disabling audio ducking, or focus speech audio as it's called, and see whether that helps at all.
Sound volume, 50% of media volume.
Those sounds, the same as the speech volume. It's possible to change how loud they are in relation to the media volume. I have it at 50% because, frankly, any higher than that is way too loud. Those new sounds that were implemented in 3.3 using MIDI are in some ways very practical because they're very expressive. They convey way more information, but they are loud and occasionally in the way and definitely garish. So I keep them at 50%. It's been a good compromise. I've thought about lowering them even way further down to 25%, but for me it seems to work at 50%, and I've gotten used to them that way. But you may find, especially if you're new to TalkBack or recently upgraded to TalkBack 3.3 or 3.4, that these sounds are getting on your nerves. I know it gets on many people's nerves. And the first place you should visit then is sound volume to turn it way down. You can, of course, turn them off, but then you're losing on information.
Touch exploration.
Touch exploration.
Explore by touch. Checkbox. Checked.
Yeah, you wouldn't want to. You wouldn't want to disable that, even accidentally, because then you won't be able to use your touch screen, or at least not very well, especially if you don't have any sight at all. Once again, they made it a little too easy, in my opinion, to disable it by accident. But there you are. So, explore by touch is there. It can be disabled. I don't recommend it. It should. Mostly, you should know about it so you don't disable it accidentally.
Touch exploration. Explore automatically scroll lists. Checkbox. Checked.
This is a lovely new feature which was implemented in TalkBack 3.4. And means that if you swipe right or forward and you are at the bottom of a list, the list will be scrolled for you. This was very high on the demands of many. And many people, including myself, are very happy to see it coming, because this means that things like continuous reading can finally be continuous as well, given the right layout. If you have buttons at the end of the screen there, it won't work. But if you have a straightforward, standard Android list, it will work as advertised.
Launch Explore by Touch tutorial.
Launch Explore by Touch tutorial, in case you forgot how to use Explore by Touch, or you're handing your phone to someone else and they want to try it out. You can launch the tutorial from the TalkBack settings there.
Manage gestures.
And manage gestures. We will spend a little bit of time in manage gestures to show how it works, because there are a couple of things that you may want to know about that. So we will double tap it.
Manage gestures. Built-in. Battery 79. Manage gestures.
Manage gestures.
Built-in gestures.
Built-in gestures.
Two-part vertical gestures. Cycle through reading granularities.
Okay, the first
double
one.
Double tap to select.
The first one you will want to know about is the vertical two-part gestures. It's really what we call the scrubbing gestures, when you swipe down and then back up very rapidly and vice versa. And the reason why it's there is because since TalkBack 3.4, granularity has been moved to the context menu. This gesture can either take you to the first item or last item on the screen. Now, some people are quite happy with this, but some including myself, were not, because changing granularity is something that one does all the time whilst using TalkBack, especially when editing. And so the developers very kindly enabled, under Manage Gestures, the option to bring it back as to what it was. So if you just upgraded to 3.4 and you say, where's my granularity gone? I'm not going to open this context menu every single time I want to change granularity. You can go under TalkBack Settings, Manage Gestures, and locate those two-part vertical gestures and change it from moving to the beginning or end of a list to cycling through granularity. Now that's the first hint here. Second,
shortcut gestures. Swipe up, then right. Open local context menu.
Okay, now that's all those angle gestures. They can be reassigned, all of them.
LTE Airplane.
So for instance, in my granularity demo, I talked about my TalkBack menu demo, my hugely long demo. I hope this one doesn't turn out to be as long. On TalkBack menus, I spent some time on gestures, and I emphasized that it was very important to manage them. And I mentioned in passing too that if you should have difficulties managing a specific gesture, because sometimes our fingers have much of an easier time performing certain gestures in certain directions than others, you could actually reassign the global and context menus to gestures which you could manage, especially if there are certain actions which you can already do using on-screen or built-in buttons. And that's where you can do it. For instance, we'll just take one at random here.
Swipe right, then up. Read from next time. Swipe left, then down. Unassigned.
Swipe left, then down. It's unassigned, but I can double tap on it.
Unassigned. Checked.
Okay. And let's see what it could be assigned to.
Swipe left, then down. Unassigned. Checked. Back button. Not checked.
I could activate the back button.
Home button. Not checked.
The home button.
Recent apps button.
The recent apps button.
Open notifications. Not checked.
Open the notification area or shade.
Open global context menu. Not checked.
Open the global context menu. For instance, if that would be easier for you to manage, you could assign this gesture to the context menu.
Open local context menu.
That's
not
a
checked.
Local context menu, what I do call the context menu. The other one is global, so it's not contextual.
Read from top. Not checked.
And here's something that is actually not quite advertised. I don't know if even power users know about this, unless they've poked around. But you can actually assign those gestures to continuous reading, to either reading from top,
read from next item,
or read from next item.
Cancel button.
That's what the developers gave us.
Manage gestures.
I'm kind of sad that they did not provide spell last utterance as well. That would have been really cool. But I have it so that indeed I can swipe right and up.
Disabled. Manage gestures. Built-in gestures. Two-part vertical gestures. Cycle through reading granularities. Shortcut gestures. Swipe up, then right. Open.
And what happens is it just enables read from next item, just with a gesture. And I've found that extremely convenient. So that's, for instance, what you can do.
Swipe up, then left.
But then you can swipe just down. Reassign some of those gestures or disable them, even if you find that you're activating them accidentally. This is very important to know.
TalkBack settings.
And I just realized that I skipped over a setting here in TalkBack settings.
Vibration feedback. Check keyboard echo. Speak notifications when use proximity sensor. Shake to start continuous
yes.
reading.
Disable. Under
double tap to select.
Use proximity sensor to silence speech. I skipped over shake to start continuous reading. And I have it disabled. This was introduced in 3.3, I think. It sounded like a good idea in the beginning. You can, if you tap on it, you can choose the strength of the shaking that's required to get continuous reading started. But I disabled it because I had this very odd problem where either I could shake and shake and look like an idiot and nothing would happen at all. Or I could just put my phone very lightly down on a surface and it would start reading. So it turned out to be more of a pain than it really was useful. So I have it disabled. And the reason why I thought it was important to mention is that I believe, yeah, it's enabled by default. And so if you're having some problems, for instance, your phone, when you pick it up and you put it to your, you clap it to your ear because you're answering a call, starts chattering, well, it could be because the shake to start continuous reading function was inadvertently triggered. If you're having trouble with that, I suggest you try disabling it, or at the very least set the sensitivity lower. If it's working fine for you, then great, but it could be problematic. I know it was for me.
Sound feedback. Checkbox. Check.
The very last item is developer settings. It's a
double tap to select.
A mishmash where they put everything that they feel users shouldn't really be able to see.
Log output level.
But error. Should still be able to change. I'm not sure what the thought is. Okay, you have log output level. You probably will not want to change that unless you actually know how to get your syslog output. If you do know how to get your syslog output, you're probably not wasting your time listening to me nattering on at this point. So suffices to say you can change the log level, and you don't want to do it because it'll just clutter your log if you're not reading it.
Resume from suspend. When log display speech output.
Display
checkbox.
Speech output. What's the speech saying on the screen? Unless you have a friend who's deaf and you want to show to him or her what your phone is saying, I do not know what the point is. The obvious point is, of course, debugging. But
resume from suspend.
The reason why I'm wasting time here is that you have resume from suspend here, which doesn't tell you much. But you do know that we can pause feedback and suspend talkback. However, it's re-enabled by going to the lock screen and unlocking from there. The problem is that some people don't like actually having a lock screen, so they disable the lock screen so that when they hit the power button, they are right in their phone's environment. And if you're going to do that, you probably want to select resume when screen is on rather than resume from lock screen. That's the only reason why I thought it would be important to go this deep and show this to you, because if you disable your lock screen and also want to use the suspend feedback function, you will want to come here and switch it to resume when screen is on.
Talkback settings.
So this concludes the demystifying talkback settings demonstration. I hope it was useful to someone, and this is obviously aimed at those people who just got a phone or perhaps just upgraded from TalkBack 3.2 or 3.3 to 3.4. I hope it helps you get started with Android. If you found this useful, you may want to listen to the other demystifying Android installments, which cover other basic parts. And if you found this useful, I invite you to follow me on Twitter at smsu1 or on Google Plus at the link which you will find below this page, the bottom of the page. Oh, and if you have any suggestions for other demystifying Android installments, it has to be something very simple. It can't be like a big complicated app. This doesn't really belong in this series. I'm looking for a very simple aspect of the platform which you would like explained to you, or which you think other people would benefit from hearing about. Then feel free to drop me a line and let me know about it, and I'll see whether I'm knowledgeable enough to talk about it. Hopefully not for 40 minutes like the menus there. Well, thanks for listening. And once again, out.